Hey guys, welcome back. It's been a minute, that's for sure. Glad to have you here on the Service Without Excuses podcast. We are bringing it back. I had a discussion. I'm going to explain myself a little bit more. Go over here a little bit. There we go. We got a new studio, new screen, whole new bunch of stuff going on, but I wanted to get into why. So I have a mentor, and I won't say who he is, one of my mentors, but this mentor has a lot to do with podcasting. And one of the things that I decided that was taking a lot of time and why I took a step back away from doing the podcast that I dearly loved. I really did. I got so much out of interviewing these incredible guests and talking to these amazing people and learning every single day. And it was just, I loved it. I loved every part of it. But the problem is it started to take up a little bit more time than I could even allocate to it. I had to start growing other parts of the business. I had another side of the business that was growing exponentially. Our service company was growing. Obviously, coming out of COVID, we started getting busier and busier. And my other company, which is my coaching consulting company, started growing. And now I've gotten to the point where I'm developing systems and programs in place to help scale that. So it's, I'm really happy with the direction that I'm going, but it did take a lot of time and unfortunately a lot of sacrifice in order to make it done. Again, all worth it as long as I had the hours in the day to do it. And I didn't want to sacrifice my personal family life to lock up what little time I had left over. So that was my reason for doing it. This particular mentor will go unnamed, but he's very, very famous in this space. And he asked me why. And it was a simple question right before the holidays, why? And I explained everything I just said, and he came back and still said the same question. Why? Hey, what's going on, brother? He asked why. Again, it just didn't make any sense to me. He says, listen, you know how to juggle multiple businesses at a time. You've done it your entire adult life. There's no reason. I mean, I listen to a lot of podcasts, and I have a lot of great people that have invested in stuff that I've built up and stuff that has been developed. And he says, I got to tell you, the stuff you do was much different than the norm, and the different was a good thing. So he couldn't understand. He says, you have the ability to communicate clearly and concisely. Whether that's true or not, I don't know. That's up to you, the listeners. But his whole thing was, why would you stop something that is working? People are learning from it. Your downloads represent that. I mean, your podcast was like 2 years old with, you know, 15,000 downloads at that point, and new and noteworthy at one point, and all kinds of other accolades you're getting, and then you just stopped. Why? And that was a good question. And I thought to myself, you know what? Yes, some good questions. And can I do it? And he says, one of the things I taught you a long time ago was you needed to start outsourcing some stuff. And I know you like to be a little bit of a control freak. You like to go and do all the stuff yourself because it just makes most sense. You're right there. You can do it quickly. But there are things you have to put in other people's pathways. He goes, I directed you into using companies like Buzzsprout, which are phenomenal when it comes to scaling your podcast and really getting it out there and being an easy platform in order to upload all your content into and then to distribute it throughout all the different formulas. He said, you worked all the way to get pretty much every podcast situation other than a private syndicated podcast, which could be next for you in the future, working within the syndication programs in order to get stuff out there to people in businesses. Now, I have a very narrow niche with my business because that's what I know, and it's towards service businesses, but there are a lot, and I mean a lot of service businesses out there. So my whole thought process was I wanted to get out there because I wanted to be able to help with other people and learn and grow their own and take help other people get to their business. And we came up with this tagline, you see it right here, helping service business professionals grow one podcast at a time. Because every single podcast is very specific and very different. And one of the things that I've prided myself on and my courses that I've designed and sold and have had a lot of, you know, those that have bought it and have gotten it through our coaching programs, have had a lot of great success with it because I was very narrowly focused on one thing. It's not that I don't understand marketing and I don't understand all these things. In fact, they're all kind of part of what I teach because what I teach most is how to position yourself different from experience. And if you haven't heard the story, I'm going to tell you real quick. I spent 17 years working for two of the largest franchise service companies in the world. Every position from a technician on a truck to a regional support to a franchise support technician, which means I got to travel the country and at some points the world. And then, of course, running these companies, these multi-million dollar companies before I ever opened my first door. And what I learned by running those companies was how to efficiently run a multi-truck company. But what I didn't know when I first started was how to start my business and how to start my business from scratch. And that's where I had to learn the power of positioning, because if I spent money marketing my company like other people spent their money and they spent their time doing that, I was going to fail. And I did in the beginning. I actually did. I spent all the money I had saved up over time to launch my first business, my first service company back in 2005. I found that I lost all of those resources and I had to get really good. And I said, what is different about these independent businesses versus these national chains? And only one thing came up, and that was positioning. And that's what I've been working on since that day, since 2005. So I've got a long track record of doing it in my own businesses and in my client businesses. And it's been a really great thing to make work and to help other companies do it. So the podcast got a lot of downloads, mostly in the United States. And then, of course, it kind of trickled out throughout the world. But it's pretty cool to find out where people listen to your podcast at. And I'm really teaching them actually positioning through the podcast. And I'm like, you know what? I need to make sure there is a free resource out there of people that don't have to go through all the stupid, moronic mistakes that I made and the painful lessons right up to divorce to learn them. You know, there is a much better way. And I know that's a cliche. People say stuff, oh, there's always a better. There truly is a much better way to do something if you are willing to take the action to do it. So the positioning was my niche and how I helped service companies in coaching develop their positioning models in their business. And positioning encompasses everything from marketing to systems to operations to diversification and so on. All things we teach in our courses, all things we teach to our clients. But I needed to be able to narrow that down. And when I could narrow that down and put that in my messaging and in my courses, I knew that I would be able to develop something here. And I know that being that and talking to this mentor and him asking me why 6-7 times in the easiest terms possible. And this mentor is quite a bit younger than I am. So it's always interesting to have somebody that's a lot younger than you tell you, he's much more successful than I am by far. But to tell you, why would you stop something that is working? And that's what I decided. You know what? I'm going to relaunch this thing. I'm not going to have as focused around guests all the time, although it will be part of it. Guests will still be part of the show. I'm still going to get them. But I want to make sure that the messages are very specific and geared toward what I can offer to you, the listener, the person that's watching this on YouTube, wherever you're getting it from. So the whole thing of this course was to be able to have this developing. So in that point of this podcast, I'm not going to always make them necessarily as long as I used to. I'm going to make them, sometimes they're going to be 30, 40 minutes. Sometimes they're going to be an hour. Sometimes they're going to be 10, 15 minutes. And that is a resource to you because that's the time I can allow to the podcast. But I want to make sure I can deliver something consistently to you, because without consistency, you don't have a business. You don't have anything. And if I'm not consistent in my messaging to you, then I'm not helping you, or even frankly helping myself by trying to spend the time to put this together for you. So guys, it's truly appreciated. It's truly humbling what the podcast accomplished in the two short years it was able to be. It's kind of born a little bit before COVID, and it kind of went from there and really grew up a lot during COVID because people were home. I think they listened to them a lot more and they seem to get a lot out of it. And again, much appreciated to you. So one of the things I wanted to get into today, and of course, what is positioning? Because I just had somebody that's a prospect on the phone and actually on a Zoom call. And he says, I don't understand what this positioning is. I know what marketing is. And I says, listen, marketing is it's different than positioning, but it's also part of it. So in positioning, there's position marketing, position systemization, position diversification, positioning, operational. There's all everything you do has a position component to it. So it's not that the one is different than the other. It's that they all have components of positioning in their business. Positioning is what separates you from another company and how you're doing within your marketplace, where marketing is just a generalized message that might be slightly different from market to market, but it's still marketing. It's getting your message out to the masses and getting them to know, like, and trust you, as John Jantz always says, and I couldn't agree with him more. So that was the big thing, but positioning that message and crafting that message is all part of what I do when I teach people. And it's also what I'm going to be doing here on the podcast. And I have a little bit of we're going to share the screen here one second. Bear 1 second just to get this thing over. I'm still getting used to this, but this was something that was written by Headley. And Headley, I'm going to go back up here real quick to his full name so I don't screw it up royally like I probably always got a video. Headley Swan, a digital marketing strategist at Dash. I will put a link in the show notes here to this, but it really does show in a nutshell different things. And I agree very much with what he says. You're crafting a position. You're crafting what is your position? What is your messaging to the marketplace? What do you do that makes you different? And why should a customer, in Dan Kenny's words, choose you over all other potential competitors out there? Why should they choose you? For us, a big part of positioning I talk about, it's in my book, Welcome to the Review Society. If you haven't gotten it, go to Amazon, look it up, or look up my name, Rob M. Lyon. I'm not trying to sell it to you. Go get it. In fact, if you go get it, I'll even send you some other stuff. So let me know if you do. But the point of Welcome to the Review Society is I use reviews as a positioning method in my business, a big positioning, a big leveraging point in the positioning of my business by using other people's reviews. So how to build a position, craft a position. Crafting a position for me is having others talk about our company, having others talk about why they should choose us and why they should consider hiring our service company, Jersey's Best, here in, of course, New Jersey. And why would somebody want to, you know, hire us? So other people's reviews, other people's feedback and things like that are much more powerful than what I could ever say. So I could tell a customer and a client on the phone, hey, we're the best. We'll do the great job. We're family owned. We care about our clients and customers. And that's all cheap talk versus what somebody else has to say. In fact, the somebody else's are in the hundreds and 500 plus now in 3 years, a little over 3 years of the business. So that's a lot for a short period of time. And I get a lot of work from that. Well, that's crafting a position in the marketplace, telling a consistent story. Well, one thing we're known for in our business is consistency. We know we deliver consistent result the best we possibly can for our clients. We know if we go in there, it's going to be the same process of putting it from the time we show up to the job site. Let me go back from the time we let the client know we're on our way, narrowing that 1 hour time frame down to like exact time, pretty much minus a minute or two. Never know with traffic. To putting on shoe booties on our feet, to showing a professional uniform that's detailed, to handing the client a card. Yes, a card. It's still a very viable way to do business. In fact, we hand them a couple different cards. So being that said, we look at it and say that's a consistent story we are telling our clients. We are contrasted to the competitors. So one of the big things we hear from our clients, and they'll never hear it about us because we practice what we preach. We really do. Is we showed up, we answered our phones, we booked the job. I was able to book your service online. It was simple and easy. I didn't even need to talk to somebody. And what did you spend on that? Because that program has to cost a fortune, which it did. Great program. I've had him on the podcast, and I'll have him on again here in the near future of why you should think that way going forward. But that's a contrast to the competitors. Ease and convenience for them. What makes it easy for them? What makes it simple for them to want to hire us? And focus on ideal prospects. Who do we want as clients? Customers are nice, but they're customers only one time. With our business, our entire goal is to take that customer and turn them into a client. And if they're not going to become a client, we want to move on from that. We're not looking for one-time transactions with our clients. We're not looking to do only one job. If that person's calling us once and is moving out of state, we know that's it. But we're still going to try to get a referral from them for a family, friend, somebody, maybe a neighbor they had. We never look at it as a one-time transaction. We don't care about the one-time transaction. In fact, many times we lose money on the one-time transaction because the cost to acquire that client and give them that level of service costs more than the job it does itself. There are times that is a case. So we are always focusing on ideal prospects. And your business might have it where you always lose money. You always have what's called in retail a loss leader. It's a thing that is lost in revenue, either break evens or loses money in order to get you in the door to do other things. And a lot of our businesses, even our service business, has lost leaders in it because we quite often on one or two rooms can't make any money by the time we pay the crews to go out and do the job. We've actually lost money between the marketing and doing the job. And you're probably no different than that. So you have to be focused on turning them into a client. That is a form of positioning. So he gets down here at the very bottom. If you're looking at the screen, Establishing a position for your service in the minds of your customers, I'll turn that into clients. Having simple, consistent messaging that's distinct from others. What makes you different than everybody else? Again, it's not, if you're in my business and we clean carpets and tile and grout, it's not the carpet and tile cleaner they're purchasing. They're not calling you saying, hey, carpet cleaner, hey, tile and grout cleaner. They're calling you with the name of your company and who you are. And sometimes when they call you, they don't even know that. And now it's your job to educate them on who you are. Developing a strategy to set your service apart from your competitors. You have to be focused on what makes you better. I would never focus on what others are doing. I think that's a path to okay, so my competitor's charging $3 per room less than what I'm charging, so I have to charge $4 less. That's not a strategy. That's not a position. That's nothing. That's a bad, bad plan. So you have to find things that work for you and work best to deliver the service profitably for you. Over and over, and at the same time, giving your clients the outcome they deserve. Avoiding trying to be things to all people. We are not all things to all people. We're companies called New Jersey's Best. We don't call it because we think we're the best. We do strive to be the best. Now, I know many of my colleagues in the area that are doing equal job. The good guys I love, I personally love. They do an awesome job. The poor competitors that do lousy, low-cost work and give us all a bad name, they're not my friends. They're not my colleagues. And I don't even acknowledge them in the industry because they're bringing everybody down. They're not making you anything, not making you an ounce more unique than what you are. You're facing head-to-head competition from the stronger provider, being forced into a position and no other firm wants. You can't compete on those grounds because they will only drag you into the mud deeper, blurring the message and so forth and so on. So positioning statements are key. A feature, a brand positioning strategy for professional services. They align your marketing efforts with your brand and your value proposition to ensure people understand how your service fills their specific needs. That's what really stuck out to me. Positioning statements are key features of a brand positioning strategy for professional services. They align your marketing efforts with your brand and value proposition and ensure people understand how your service fills their specific needs. And he goes on to say, talk about differences in that. But I really did subscribe to this. My only difference would have been the clients versus the customers. But ultimately, if it's the first time, it's never a client. I mean, it's rarely, they haven't had, even if you're referred by a friend, they saw this, they think they know you, they're still a customer the first time in. You haven't proven anything to them at that point. They're hiring you, willing to exchange their hard-earned money for your services, but you haven't had the opportunity to prove anything for them. And if you have your positioning message down and positioning systems in place and positioning marketing in place, you can and will win. It's not a maybe. You will win. Just have to be strategic with it. Like I said, those that have we've worked with us in the past or those that have invested in our programs have all given me the same feedback. I think we've had one, thank God, only one person we weren't able to help out with it and just couldn't see the light of day with it. It wasn't for them. And we gladly, you know, refunded their money and said, we wish you the best. Please, you know, we'll help you with what we can. And hopefully you'll have a turnaround at some point in time. So it helps you. But that's one out of hundreds of people we've been able to talk to and help out with different things. So guys, I want to thank you so much for joining me on the Service Without Excuses podcast. Again, some are going to be a little bit longer, some are a little shorter. I want to explain my side of why I decided to stop doing it. And I kept giving him, as he called them, he goes, you're giving me nothing but excuses. So he gave me my own message back to me. Your podcast is called Service Without Excuses. And your reason for stopping the doing of the podcast was an excuse. And it's an excuse. And he was absolutely right. So I am trying to make sure that I can help people, as many as I possibly can, with learning the positioning method a lot easier than all those years of me learning it. And the positioning methods I learned when I worked for these large franchise companies that I didn't know I knew. And I had to leverage them into my own companies going forward. So guys, thank you so much. We really appreciate you being on the Service Without Excuses podcast. We will see you on the next one. We hope you had a great Christmas. We're coming to you the day after, and New Year's is coming up, and we'll have some other ones coming up here really, really soon. All right, guys, enjoy your day. Thank you so much. Yay. Oh. Yay. Come on.